Dave Mader came back for a second tour of duty in government to work on some of the most pressing federal financial management issues. As the Office of Management and Budget's controller, his priorities span more than just money, but also technology and acquisition. In his first broadcast interview since returning to government last year, Mader tells executive editor Jason Miller about his vision for finally getting one money-saving effort right: federal shared services.
A little backdrop of why I am, I think, one of the handful of zealots in government around shared services. I actually introduced the IRS back in the early 1990s to shared services across that bureau. And while it's only a bureau, it's a large bureau. And what I realized in that experience is that whether the budgets are the same or decreasing or increasing, what we really want to do as government executives is to find the most efficient, effective ways to deliver those mission support organizations so that we can take those dollars that we save and actually move them to citizen-facing operations. And what I realized in the IRS, and then I did this a lot when I was in the private sector, saw for other private sector clients how you could actually effectively deliver shared services across large organizations. That was one of the motivations for coming back into government. And I think that in the last 2 years, especially because of the relationship between the Treasury Department and OMB with FIT, we've made significant progress. I mean, we are now in the process of moving the first cabinet-level department to a financial shared service environment, and that's housing and urban development. And we've already had one release successfully done in October 1st. The second release will take place in February, and then the third release is scheduled for the fall. So I feel very good about the progress that we as a government are making on shared services. I think we need to look at, besides financial services, are there more opportunities in applying this concept to, say, human capital, to acquisition? You know, we've already done it to effect in with the move over the last couple of years around data center consolidation. So I just think that, again, regardless of where the budget is, this is just good government.
There's some who say that when it comes to shared services, the government has not had a successful track record beyond payroll. When you look across the government, there's been a lot of success internally. One agency centralizing a shared service around emails is one example, or finance. But really the move to shared services, and for a variety of reasons, hasn't really worked well. There is maybe some also concern within in the market that this approach currently is shutting out industry. Talk a little bit about, from where you sit, how do you address those two concerns? I know what FIT's doing. I've reported a lot on their different steps they've taken. But from where you sit, you must hear it when you go out and you have a lot of contacts in industry based on your 11 years that people go, Dave, come on, you're killing us here. Or, Dave, is this really the way you want to go? Why are you so positive about it when in the past it just hasn't been so successful?
So let me start with the why is shared service today different than what we've seen in the past? And I think you're absolutely right, Jason. I mean, a lot of departments, agencies have done consolidations. Consolidations are very different than shared services. Shared services is a very different business model in the sense that you are creating an environment in which you have buyers and sellers. And that's, I think, part of the challenge that we've had in the past is people understanding that this is a different kind of business arrangement between the shared service provider and the agencies that they want to attract as their customers. And FIT has done a good job in this, especially in the last year, about creating uniform governance models for, let's say in the case of finance, for the four financial shared services providers to adopt. They've set up a catalog of services with prices. They're creating service level agreements, which are critical to that relationship of buyers and sellers, because if you want to be provider, then you need to understand what your customers expect. And we're also this year going to be introducing customer satisfaction surveys. So I think creating the new business model is key to success going forward. Now, the second question around industry, and having been in that industry for the last 11 years, I do sometimes scratch my head to try to understand what the concern is, because the fact of the matter is, and I'll stick with finance, is we are using commercial products for these core financial systems. It's not like in the olden days when agencies would create their own system and, you know, have a custom system. So we are engaging not only the commercial software products, but in order to affect these transitions, we're actually using all of the large integrators. Now, I think the question is, with finance, we have four shared service providers. We have a demand pipeline that is developing and growing. And the question is, will those four shared service providers be able to meet the demand of the additional cabinet level organizations that are going to move over time? That analysis we're undertaking in this fiscal year. So I think at the end of the fiscal year, we'll be in a much better position to say, when I look at the pipeline over the next 2 to 3 years, the supply and the demand, gee, I need to make a change to what I've been doing. And I don't know if that means expanding the existing providers or, and I've said this to groups, or, you know, do we bring in, you know, a commercial provider? I just don't think we know yet. And it hasn't been an impediment to making the progress that we've been making, but it has to be addressed.
The cynical side of me will tell you, unless you fix the Economy Act, I know we've talked about this before, and you feel like I'm banging the drum on this, beating the dead horse, that you're going to have to bring in the commercial world. That's a done deal in my experience of covering this over the last, you know, 10 or so years. I've asked you this question before, and let me go back to it, because you said that maybe the Economy Act is something that you would address in 15. Is there any more concrete plans how you're going to address that issue? And explain why you need to address it, maybe on the front end.
It goes back to what I described, Jason, around this is a new business model. And if you think about shared services as a business, businesses need to make investments. And I believe the Economy Act and the way the franchise funds are structured, there's a structural impediment to them operating as if they were a commercial provider. And another set of studies that are underway now through the FIT is to look at across the four, again, I'm just focusing on finance, across the four providers and saying, okay, projecting to the future as the demand begins to grow over the next 2 years, what is that going to do to your investments and your ability to make investments? And we're going to study whether there needs to be any structural changes that we could do administratively or any legislative changes that we would want to work with the Congress on.
So it sounds like you're still studying the problem when I think it's well known within the financial community, it's a problem. If you look at what I've heard over the years is someone like HUD, you talk about moving to one of the shared service providers. My understanding is that shared service provider cannot handle anybody else but HUD for a couple years, which really makes this process, and I know Beth Angerman at FIT has talked about this, I think you've talked about that, this is a long journey, this is a marathon, this is not a sprint, you're not trying to move everyone in the next week or in the next month, but at the same time, you will have agencies that will say, oh my goodness, I need a new financial management system, and these four are so busy with their current customers, I got to look to somebody else, and then that's where this initiative could start falling apart.
And that's why we're doing a study. We know now what is going to be potential moves both in 15 for the balance of 15 as well as 16 and 17. And that's why we're now in a position to do this supply demand analysis and decide, you know, as I mentioned, you know, do we need to expand a provider? Do we need to bring in a provider, whether it's another federal agency or a commercial provider? It is not in the short run this year going to jeopardize any of the movements, but it is something that we have targeted for completion this year so that we can make adjustments for next year, for 16 and 17.
Roughly how many agencies do you think will move in that time frame over the next 3 years? More than a dozen, more than less than five? Can you give me a sense?
I think a range. I think we're talking somewhere between a half a dozen and 10.
Let's move over to the next big issue, the Data Act. There's a lot of implementation requirements that Congress put on you guys. No new funding. They did give you 3 years. I know this is an issue you've spent a lot of time on. Give me the status of the implementation plan around the Data Act, and where do you see that heading in 2015?
So since the last hearing back in mid-December with Chairman Issa, actually, you know, and I think GAO, Gene Dodaro, said, you know, he's pleased with the progress we've made, but that doesn't translate into success yet, as we know. But since that time, actually, our steering committee met couple of weeks ago and actually approved the first set of data standards So actually, we're 20% of the way there towards identifying the data standards. We have another group that we're going to deal with. So with regard to the data standards, that's moving along nicely. I was over at Treasury and saw a demonstration on the data roadmap and the concept that I know that we've been talking about, that, you know, this isn't about building a big IT system, but it's about using technology and software to tag data, move it over. That looks very, very promising. So I feel we're continuing to make progress. And as I testified, one of the, you know, the biggest challenges is with the timing. For this bill was passed, you know, well after the enactment of the 15 budget. So there is no funding. So we're doing this sort of out of hide. And as I testified, you know, come springtime, it's going to become a problem, because then we're going to start asking departments to start doing the planning and the analysis that they need to do. So that's going to be a real challenge for the balance of this fiscal year and, you know, and then going into 16, heading up to, you know, the implementation in May of 17.
2015, when it comes to the control, what's the message to the CFO community, and then what's the broader message to the rest of government from your office and the controller at OMB?
I think for the CFO community, it's to continue to move towards shared services so that we can free up resources, either to enhance our analytical capability and provide more support to the mission folks as a CFO organization. And I think to the broader federal workforces, I am really pleased to be back in government and really impressed with the talent that I work with.